This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3945, for Friday, the 15th of September, 2023. Today's show is entitled, My Chrome Plugins. It is hosted by Daniel Person, and is about 5 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Daniel Person summarizes the essential plugins he uses every day.
Welcome to another podcast with Daniel, and I'm gonna talk about a bunch of different subjects, and I'm doing like ChatGPT. I'm really good at creating a bunch of words without any real knowledge behind them, but the topics that I'm gonna talk about are pretty random, and I'm gonna split them up. Hi again, in this episode I would go through what kind of Chrome plugins I'm using, and what I think is a good Chrome plugin, and what I think is not so good, or something that you just should stay away from. And I have a bunch of plugins, and some of them are essential for my work. First off, you need some kind of password vault solution. I will not recommend any one of them. I just would say that you don't use LastPass. I used it before and I have migrated it from it, and it took a lot of work to move all those passwords over. But now I have them in another password vault solution, and having that as a Chrome plugin, I think, is a really good solution. And as a YouTuber, I also use the TubeBuddy plugin. It's pretty good to do some of these kind of bucket or big changes. If you want to go through a bunch of videos and change descriptions and so on, it has a lot of those kinds of tools in it. So it's not for everyone, but I think it's really useful. Next up, I have this kind of Grammarly plugin, and I am a little bit dyslexic. I'm not a native English speaker, so having some grammar check and some help when I'm writing is also essential for my work. Next up, I have something that is called Colorzilla, and it is a tool that makes it possible for me to just choose any point on any web page and get the color value of that point. And when you are writing and creating web pages, it's really nice to look around and work with different things, and really quickly could get a specific color either from an image or from somewhere on the page in order to reuse that color in some other element. So it's a really good tool if you're doing web development. And before, I also had this kind of thing for taking snapshots that was really good. But now that I run Ubuntu, that tool is actually built into Ubuntu. I don't think that Windows has a simple, good snapshot solution yet. They are working on it, it's getting better, but the old one was worthless because you had to pretty much take a snapshot, put it into a document, save that document, then crop and fix and so on. And in Ubuntu, everything is built in, which is really nice. And what do I have more? I also before had these kind of solutions to run things in browser stack. So browser stack is this solution where you can go to a web page, use their plugin in order to log into their web page, and then test your solution or your web page in a bunch of different web browsers. So you can test it on iOS browsers, you can test it on Android browsers, Mac, Windows, and Linux, with different kind of browsers. You have some browsers that are native to the Eastern Europe, and you also have some that are native to the US. So it's really nice that you have a lot of different choices there, so you can see that your solutions works in all the different supported browsers. So those are the most common plugins that I install in my workflow. What kind of browser plugins do you use? I know that there are not that many, but I think they are extremely essential for my workflow.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.